It's the time of year when many of us are taking spring vacations. Kyle Flair, who's a critical care nurse at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital, just took 2 weeks off from his job, but used them in a very special way. He volunteered at a frontline medical aid station in war-torn Mosul, Iraq.
Most people, when they go on vacation, especially this time of year, you go skiing, you go to Cancun or something, and you decided to go to Iraq.
My really close friends understand there's always the need to help others. Some of my family didn't quite understand it as much and took it as hard because it's such a hostile and dangerous environment. They always kind of understand when I get back from trips like this, but this was a little bit more shocking in the fact that it was an active conflict zone.
Flair worked in a unit which would try to save the lives of and stabilize critically injured people who would then be transferred to hospitals with operating rooms and other critical care facilities.
We were setting up a trauma stabilization point. People are receiving really grave injuries, gunshot wounds, bomb blasts. And here in the States, there's an ambulance that can pick them up and provide great care and get them to a hospital. In these rural broken systems, those resources don't exist. And so what we were providing is similar to what someone would get right when they came into the emergency department, but located closer to where the conflict was so that we could get the life-saving interventions as soon as possible.
The 32-year-old nurse says they saw many types of devastating injuries.
We were seeing gunshot wounds, explosions from IEDs, mortars, RPGs. They're getting hit with mortar fire and as well are being shot at by ISIS. We ended up getting rather close to some of the conflict, taking care of some of the Iraqi soldiers, one of which was even our guard.
Helping others in need is nothing new for the Santa Barbara County man. He's volunteered at clinics in Haiti. Flair is involved locally with a group called Doctors Without Walls, Santa Barbara Street Medicine, which provides medical care for homeless in the region. The nurse says the Mosul project is something being coordinated by a nonprofit called New York Street Medics.
It was a full 2 weeks, so we had 2-3 days of travel time on each side, and then once we got in country, we were straight to our clinic orientation, which was kind of clouded by patients directly coming in and just hit the ground running almost 24/7 from then on out.
Flair says as a critical care nurse at Cottage, he spends his average day focusing on 2 or maybe 3 patients with serious medical issues. In Mosul, there were times they were flooded with wounded.
There were some really large explosions that have been all of a sudden we had 25 patients that we had to see and stabilize in any instant. And then there is a continuous kind of flow of casualties coming in with smaller IEDs.
Was there ever a point there where you were going, wait a second, what am I doing here? And you just said, you know, that mortar could be in our lap next?
It was a real concern, but being able to see some of these people's lives that were saved by the fact that we were there really clouds that direct desire for self-preservation.
Flair admits it hasn't been easy readjusting from the din of gunfire and explosions of Mosul to the calm of Santa Barbara.
It was actually almost deafening, coming from an environment where the conflict was very heavy at times with constant gunfire, incoming mortars, and some car bombs that even went off about a few blocks away from where we were, and mortars that were landing 50 feet away. Some of it got very real. It was also a lot to try and calm your spirit, calm your heart in the middle of a conflict and know that you are saving lives. Coming back here, it's taken a little bit of time to be able to get used to some of the stillness and the freedom of walking around and not having any security concerns in your mind.
He says it's an experience he'll never forget.
It was rather emotional. I think working with kids and seeing civilians who are being directly targeted really broke my heart. It was also infuriating as well. And that was the part that still sticks with me.
But Flair says despite the danger and difficult memories, he would do it again because he was able to help save lives. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.